Placing explosives on the backs of mules sounds like an unusual job, but it was just part of the work that Stu performed for years, an important task helping ready a place for visitors each season. His unique story is this edition of The American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. You may know, besides hosting these programs, I'm a farmer and rancher, and like me, you probably have insurance, and maybe you don't give it much thought after that. And that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the nation. Founded by farmers nearly a century ago, they're committed to keeping us safe and protected. They helped me see a lot of what I'd overlooked. That's why we created short videos to help address those important topics. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where they'll help you see what we may have overlooked.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Stu Sorensen has packed many interesting things on the backs of mules, including explosives.
Yeah, I packed pack strings full of 40% nitro sticks to blow the trails. So the trail crew did the dynamiting, but I got hazard pay for packing the nitro sticks. I got 25 cents an hour extra.
That was back in the 1970s, but it's still done today.
The Ahern Drift on the west side going past Granite Park Chalet, and it goes up Ahern Drift, and then it goes over into Canada, and it's on the north side, so they had blow that drift all the time.
The dynamite may be necessary on backcountry trails. Meanwhile, for the Going to the Sun Highway that traverses the park, machinery is used each spring to remove snow, but something else happens each fall to assist with that.
After they shut down the road, then they take all the guardrail out, and then in spring they put it back up again, because they can't have guardrail to clean the snow off. They've got to have it
to be able to push it off.
Yep.
I asked Stu about trouble with bears on his trail work deep in the backcountry.
I saw lots of bears. When they see me come with a whole string of mules with iron shoes on them, clanking up the trail, they just get off the trail and sit there and watch me go by, and then they get back on the trail. I never had any trouble.
Besides spending plenty of time working on those miles of trails, Stu also worked with a group called Backcountry Horsemen. If you've not heard of them, you may just be interested in what they do. And who knows, you may like to join their effort. As a guy who rides quite a bit myself, I know it sounded interesting to me. I'll share more next time as we travel the countryside in Columbia Falls, Montana. I'm Andrew McCrae.